Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Lamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesibili mhla ka 29 kumfumfu 2024 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
ukhetho lwemelika nje luhleli lukhetho olusemehlweni omhlaba wonke, luhlali nje lubhekiwe ngabantu bonke ngoba okwenzakala emelika kuthinta phansi omhlaba wonke.
Abancintisa kukhetho lukamongameli weMelika, uMnumzana Donald Trump nonkosikazi Kamala Harris, baqhubeka ngemikhankaso yabo. Namhla kwezokhetho lweMelika sihlaziya imbali kaMnumzana Tim Walz, umsekeli kankosikazi Kamala Harris oncintisa kukhetho oluzaqhutshwa ngeviki ezayo. Badabukile abantu ngokubhubha kuka Sihlangu Dlodlo obengumqondisi weqembu lenguqu ele-Highlanders. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Abancintisa kukhetho lukamongameli weMelika ababalisa uMnumzana Donald Trump nonkosikazi Kamala Harris baqhubeka ngemikhankaso yabo. UHarris ekhangelelwe ukwenza umhlangano eWashington DC ntambama lamuhla, kuthi uTrump yena owakhe lentatheli izindaba eMar-a-Lago eFlorida. UHarris uza wenzela umhlangano wakhe lapho uMnumzana Trump aqhubela khona umhlangano labasekeli bakhe abasuka lapho baya kwenza udlakela edale lephalamende iCongress ngomnyaka ka-2021, besala ukuthi uBiden angene embusweni ngemva kokunqoba uTrump. Uphenyo luveza ukuba ababili laba bangujikele obhanqa. Ukhetho lukamongameli lolu luza kwenziwa ngeviki ezayo ngolwesibili, ndawonye lokudinga amalunga ephalamende kanye lenkokheli yezabelo. Untungameli Nkomo Studio 7 uxoxe lohlaziya izombusazwe uMnumzana Mthulisi Mathuthu eseBhilithane.
Ekuqaleni kumele nje sinanzelele ukuthi ukhetho lweMelika nje luhleli lukhetho olusemehlweni omhlaba wonke, luhlali nje lubhekiwe ngabantu bonke ngoba okwenzakala eMelika kuthinta phansi umhlaba wonke. Ngoba masikhangela nje iMelika ilizwe elikhulu, ilizwe elilamandla amakhulu emhlabeni, ngakho okwenzakala eAmerica kuhlala kubhekwe ngabantu bonke. Izinto ezenzakala eMelika ngathi inhlelo eziqhutshwa ngalaba abancintisanayo babili zithinta umhlaba wonke. Ngalapha nje ngasemazweni wonke eNtshonalanga, eObhilithani, wonke nje abeEurope, ngathi lo mhlaba wonke bonke abantu babhekise kakhulu ngoba uTrump ukhuluma ngokududula abantu bokuza. Umhlaba wonke ma ungakhuluma ngabantu bokuza, wonke umhlaba uyanyikinyeka ngoba abantu beza bevela emhlabeni wonke beza eNtshonalanga. Ngakho-ke wonke umuntu nje okhuluma ngabantu bokuza ukhuluma ngomhlaba wonke. Ngakho-ke mbona ngani lento nje ikhangelelwe ngumuntu wonke ukuthi kanti uTrump izamusa ngathi, njengoba ukhanya nje uphume egcekeni wama laphana into nje azimele ngayo, uvele nje obala ukuthi yena ucabanga njani. Ngakho-ke baningi abantu bokuza emazweni wonke, even nasemazweni esingathi abantu babhekelele njengamazwe ukuthi aphansi ahlupheka, lawo alabo abantu bokuza.
Abasekeli bababili laba uHarris loTrump bayabalandela ngomdlandla omkhulu ngoba siyakubona emihlanganweni abayenzayo elizweni lonke jikelele. Kanti lophenyo luyakufakaza ukuthi bayalingana ngosekelo ababili laba. Kodwa ngokubona kwakho ungathi kuyacaca yini ukuthi ngubani ozanqoba?
Singathi ukhetho lolu kulabo abaphakathi bangene ngenhliziyo kuyabe kubacacela. Laba bakaTrump labo bathi hayi siyaphumelela la, zibone phumelela. Laba kaNkosazana uKamala labo bazibona bephumelela. Kodwa mase sikukhangela nje ngelihlo lomuntu ongani hayi akangena ngenhliziyo, singathi kungani okwamanje ngutshikilobhanga. Ukhanya nje kungenzakala okwenzakala ngesikhathi kuncintisa unkosikazi kaClinton. Singabona futhi kusenzakala ngoba uTrump ukhanya uzela ngolako olukhulu uze ngeveve enkulu esingathi iveve ngesilungu. Lala umama laye ulazo nje strong point zakhe, kodwa okwamanje asingeke sitsho ukuthi ngubani ozophumelela. Kodwa uTrump njengomuntu webhizimusi ukhanya ustrong kakhulu kulinki yakhe yelala abantu bamabhizimusi abama-McDonald's London. Uza ngale ndlela njalo le nto yakhe le eye eyabantu bokuzo ukhanya abanye abaningi abemeleki bahlaba umxhwele. Singathi hayi sizomelela sibone ukuthi kuzophumana. Ngokubona kwambona uncintiswano lolu lufana nje luyana okokuqala unkosikazi kaClinton laye ephakathi.
Namthulisi Mathuthu uhlaziya izombusazwe ubexoxa lo ntungameli inkomo we-Studio 7 eseBhilitane. Silokhu sikudaba lokhetho lwemelika. UGibbs Dube usethulela imbali kamnumzana Tim Walz, umsekeli woncintisa kukhetho lukamongameli ekubandla le-Democratic Party emelika.
Umnumzana Tim Walz wakhethwa kabili ukuba ngusibalukhulu wesabelo seMinnesota engakakhethwa unkosikazi Kamala Harris ukuthi abe ngumsekeli wakhe. Ngesikhathi ekhankasela ukhetho oluzayo, ukhuluma kakhulu ngokukhula kwakhe eNebraska okwenza waba yilokhu ayikho khona namuhla. UWalz, umsekeli kankosikazi Harris kukhetho oluzayo, wakhulelwa emaphandleni eNebraska. Indawo le ingumango ongaba ngamahola amahlanu okuya emagcekeni endizamtshina aseduzane. Lapho kugcwele iziphala, abantu balapha bazibona beyingxenye yakhe. UBecky Potmessel ule plaza eduzane le-Alliance eNebraska.
When I see him on TV, he does not remind me of a politician. He reminds me of what would be my favorite teacher in school, because he's really invested in his community and his students, and he really has a high moral compass and good moral values.
UWalz wazalelwa eWest Point eNebraska, wakhulela eValentine okulabantu abedlula kancane inkulungwane ezimbili lengxenye 2600 abangaziwa kakhulu kwezombusazwe. Isakhamuzi seValentine umnumzana Tom Elliott uyayazi imuli kaWalz.
We followed Tim's career, I guess, a little bit at a distance.
Sasilandela imsebenzi kaTim sikhatshana, lokhu sasingakulindelanga.
This step, we probably didn't see this one coming.
Uyise wathi esanda kutholakala elesifo semvukuzane yamaphaphu, imuli yakhe yasuka kuleyo ndawo yahlala enyakatho ongumango oyisilinganiso sama-kilometers alikhulu lamajumi ayisithupha 160 kilometers ukuze behlale duzane lomdeni wabo.
I grew up in Butte, Nebraska, a town of 400 people.
Ngakhulela eButte, eNebraska, idolobha labantu abangamakhulu amane i-400, ngaye nabantwana abangamashumi amane lane 24 engabafundisa esikolweni semfundo yaphezulu.
I had 24 kids in my high school class.
Umteni kaWalz uyamkhumbula. Umalumakhe umnumzana Jerome Rainman wayengumlimi uthi uzavotela umzukulu wakhe loba engelaqiniso lokuthi uzazimela inhlupho zomhlaba njengoba wakhulela edolobheni elincane njabe ngumuntu olesisa kakhulu.
He was just your average kid. I mean, he was a good guy. Loved sports.
Wayengumntwana njengabanye abantwana, wayelungile ethanda ezemidlalo. UTim kasoze ajamelane kakhulu loPutin, kuyangethusa.
Tim isn't going to be tough enough for Putin. It concerns me.
UWalz wakhulela emaphandleni njalo wayethanda ukuthiya inhlanzi lokuzingela. Wayethanda imibhobho lezembatho ezifana lezebutho amakamaflaji. Wayelengwane ezifana lelezo ezithakazelelwa okwamanje ngabebandla lamademokrats. UBarbara Cratchit wazenzela kanye lendodana yakhe amakawuso ahambelana lemifanekiso kaHarris loWalz alembala yebutho.
Camouflage hunting represents Nebraska, I guess.
Umbala wekamaflashi uveza impilo yeNebraska yokuthanda ukuzingela. Ngibona njalo, sasikwenzela yena lokhu lomunye wakhe.
We're just taking it back for this ticket.
UWalz walandela okwenziwa nguyise owalwa impi yakwele Korea. Wangena kubutho kuviyo le-National Guard eleminyaka yokuzalwa elithumi lasikhombisa 17. Wahlala kubutho okweminyaka engamathumi amabili lane 24. Kodwa kulabanye abangaboniso linye ngembali kaWalz eyebutho lokuthanda imibhobho. umnumzana Stephen Hale isakamuzi seValentine.
Nah, he ain't close. He lying through his teeth.
Akekho eduze ulamanga umthetho we-Second Amendment kawusoze bamthathele isikhali njengalokhu abafuna kwenza kithi.
That's Second Amendment right. I ain't taking his gun away like they're trying to do us.
UWiles usekela ukukhutshwa kwezisu okwenza ukuba engathakazelelwa ngabantu abaningi eNebraska okulezindlu zokusonta ezidlamuzikhumbuzo zabantwana abangakazalwa njalo indawo le igcwele amaphetshana aveza ukuba bafuna ukuzala ngitshola kancane ngodaba lokukhupha izisu. Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Michael Whatman ohlala eWest Point.
Most important issue for me has always been pro-life. Whoever is pro-life is who I vote for.
Lolu ludaba oluqatheke kakhulu empilweni yami ngoba ngisekela impilo. Umuntu osekela impilo ngumuntu engizamvotela kasoke ethole ivoti lami.
He won't get my vote.
UWiles wathola isicoco sakhe ekolitshini leChadron State College lapho uTrump othakazelelwa khona ngabantu abaningi. Abaphathi bekolitshi leli basanda kwethula iflegi yakhe kulandela ukuphanyeka kwayo duzane leflegi yeMelika ekolitshini leli. Isakhamuzi seChadron umnumzana Miles Bannan uthi ukuzalwa kukaWiles kule ndawo akutsho ukuba bayamsekela.
There's a lot of families who don't talk about politics very much because there's a lot of disagreements, you know, and
ule muli eziningi ezingathanda ukukhuluma ezombusazwe ngoba kulokuphikisana okuningi. Ngibona engani kulabanye abathakazelela kwenzayo kodwa kusoze kuguqule indlela abavota ngayo.
I think that there's a lot of people who are comforted by him, but that may not change the way they vote.
Abanye bathi uWiles uzanika abantu beNebraska okwesikhatshana kodumo kodwa endaweni le akutsho ukuba ukukhulela kuyo kuzamlethela amavoti. Udaba lolu lulotshwe nguNatasha Moskovaya lalethulelwa nguGibbs Stube.
Umbiko oqakathekileyo ngezokhetho lweMelika. Umsakazi wakho weStudio 7 uza kulethulela ezokhetho lweMelika ngokugcweleyo kusukisela namhla kuze kuyafika usuku lokuvota ngeviki ezayo ngolwesibili. Lalelani izindaba lezi lezinye khona lapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Lilakho njalo ukusilandela ezinkundleni zokuxhumana ezigoqela iVOA Ndebele Facebook, VOA Ndebele Instagram, VOA Ndebele X, neVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel. Sikhona njalo ebulenjini be-internet kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com.
Umthethwandaba we-High Court usunqume ukuba abaphathintambo ababili bakahulumende kumele bebuyisele imali yelizwe efika izigidi ezingamakhulu amabili zeZimbabwe gold, i-200 million abayithatha kuhulumende ngokungekho emthethweni. Amagqwetha akunhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights abika ukuba umthethwandaba uthole umnumzana July Moyo ophethe uhlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngezisebenzi lomnumzana Frederick Shaba umphathintambo ohlangothi lwezemfundo yaphezulu belamacala okuthatha imali le bengalamvumo yabaphathintambo bohlangothi oluphethe imali yelizwe. Umthethwandaba uthi njalo bephula imithetho ngakho ke kumele bebuyisele kuhulumende imali le okumele isetshenziswe ukwakha okugoqela izakhiwo. Kasenelisanga ukukhuluma labo kanye lamagqwetha abo ngoba bebengaphenduli omakhalekhukhwini babo. Badabukile abanengi ngokubhubha kukaSihlangu Dlodlo obe umqondisi weqembu lenguqo ele Highlanders njalo obe ngumlingisi olodumo. U-Ezra Chisa Spanda usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekobulawayo.
Bathithibele abantu abagoqela abasekeli beqembu le-Highlanders, abalingisi osomabhizimisi labanye abazi imisebenzi kaDlodlo otholakale etholile endlini yakhe enketa 9 izolo. Amapholisa agamule umnyango wendlu yakhe ukuze abone njalo athwale isidumbu sakhe. Athi okwamanje ahlolisisa ubhubha kwakhe. Balile ukwethulwa kuningi udaba lolu. Omakhelwane baphelele ngokwehlela uDlodlo owaloba umdlalo wokulingisa olodumo lwesihloko esithi Stitcher. Ebamsala lo nguye continue loving mhlanga labanye. abeqembu lebhozo labo bathi baphelele ngokwehlele udlodlo. Umnumzana Morgan Dube unobhalajikelele weqembu leli uthi kubadabulile inhliziyo yokwenzakala kudlodlo obehlala yedwa.
Lelo dlodlo besebenzelana kakhulu. Imisebenzi eminingi yonke ayenzayo, imisebenzi yayisenziwa ngusekretari we-Highlanders kudala. So ubevele ethi akwenzileyo abe leqiniso ukuthi ngilala ngikwazi noma ngingekho eduze kwe-ofisi. I-Highlanders lapha ilahlekelwe, ibhora lilahlekelwe, udlodlo ubele knowledge yebhora, ubele knowledge and umuntu okwaba active kuma-referees kuleli lizwe. As such, umuntu ololwazi.
Umngane wakhe omkhulu umnumzana Alan Mpofu nguye ohambe endlini yakhe ukuyamkhangela ngoba bengasabambi umakhalekhukhwini wathola kukhiwe. Uthi uphelelwe.
We broke at the window and then we saw his body in there. Vele haven't said that vele angikwazi. Unfortunately, I'm sorry, angikwanisi ukuthi ngikhulume izinto eziningi vele. Ngidabukile, udlodlo is part of me. I've lost not only half of my life, but I've lost the whole of me.
Abalingisi labo bathi ubhubha kukadlodlo kubethusile njalo bakwazi ukuba wehlelwe yini. Unkululeko Nkala uthi umadolo nzima.
Uqhube thina abaningi bethu usikhulisile amanga babi. Mina kimi kwezemidlalo ube yi-board member yami kufestival iBIFA eyenze kakhulu into ze-art. Engumuntu ade kuxwayisa, engumuntu obethanda ukuhleka nabantu. Hayi kubuhlungu amanga mabi, no uyazi lokhu kwantu uyaswela amazwi ukuthi kanti njani kodwa and njalo why.
Udlodlo wafundisa abalingisi abaningi ukuze kulingisa le midlalo etshiyeneyo. Ukwenzana sithandazile Dube ngomunye abadlula ezandleni zikampangazita.
Ungubaba abaningi, abantwana abaningi vele bambiza baba, ngubaba uSihlangu abaningi bambiza ubhuti uSihlangu. The way I'm feeling right now. Ngizobona ubuhlungu obunzima ungani ngibhujelwe ngumne wethu wegazi engizala laye ngendlela ubudlelwane ade silabo la uSihlangu. Mina I remember ngibhala ipoem yami ekalos K. I think it was 2 or 3 years back. USihlangu wanginika all the content about the poem. Konke ipoem yangifuna khathesi ilohlonzi ivuthiwe ngolwazi engaluphiwa ngubaba uDlodlo.
Umculi olodumo uNkosazana Nomthamsanqa Mkhwanazi wafundiswa ezokulingisa ngumpangazitha ukhala ezimathonzi.
Asilahlekelwe kakhulu, silahlekelwe kakhulu singama-artist singuBulawayo. Ningawutsho nje ukuthi abalalo ngokuthula.
Omunye ubethakazelela ezemidlalo yenguqu okwenzayo qhathwa liqembu lebhozo obabe ngumqondisi walo. Loba bengathakazeli lokunye okwenziwa ngonompembe kodwa unompembe labo bathi badabukile emoyeni ngokwehlele udlodlo. UBlessing Mpande omunye wabo.
Utata uDlodlo ube ngumuntu onakekela abanye abantu. Ngimkhumbula ngothando lwakhe, ngomusa wakhe. Ube ngumuntu olesihawu, isihawu esingajwayelelanga esikhathini esiningi emuntwini oyindoda. Ube ngaso muntu ozifaka yena kuqala but befaka abanye abantu kuqala. Ngizamkhumbula kakhulu ngomusa wakhe langothando lwakhe.
Umndeni kaDlodlo uthi uza kwethula okuningi ngodaba lolu kusasa. Abazamabhizinisi iziphatha amandla zikahulumende intatha izindaba labanye bathi bakhala le muli kamuyi ongaziwa uba ubulewe yini. Abantu babuthene mahathula koBulawayo. Yimena City 7 koBulawayo, igabra mngezwa Jesus Band.
Yeso sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli wakwele South Korea umnumzana Yoon Suk-yeol uthi ubudlelwano obekwele Russia lele North Korea bulakho ukudala umonakalo omkhulu emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Abezindaba beReuters babika ukuba ukhuluma amazwi la kulandela okwenziwe ngele North Korea elihambise kwele Russia amasosha afika inkulungwane ezilitshumi 10,000 okukhangelelwe ukuba azahanjiswa kwele Ukraine lapho eliRussia elihlasela khona ngamandla. Inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu e-Human Rights Watch ithi amapholisa kwele Mozambique asebulele abantu abalitshumi lanye i-11 kwalimala abafika amatshumi amahlanu 50 kulandela ukwethulwa kwempumela yokhetho lukamongameli kulelo lizwe okunqobe umnumzana Daniel Chapo webandla le-Frelimo. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe James France Pretien. Wezabacha osakhulayo
uLodwin Remire ulohlelo lokudingela abalejwabu elimhlophe amafutha avimba ukuba bengahlaselwa ngumkhuhlane wemvukuzane yejwabu iskin cancer. Abalwela amalungelo oluntu bayalusekela uhlelo lolu besithi kumele uhulumende ancede abalejwabu elimhlophe ngokuba lemthetho ezawenza ukuthi benelise ukuthenga amafutha afunakalayo. UTobias Mutsingwa usethulela lolu daba eseHarare.
ULodwin yena owathola isicoco seMr. Albinism Zimbabwe lonyaka njalo ofunde ekolitshini le-University of Zimbabwe uthi umkhankaso wakhe olesihloko esithi One Sunscreen, One Life Saved ulakho ukunceda abaningi abalejwabu elimhlophe kumbe i-albinism abahlutshwa lilanga.
They are very expensive. One bottle costs $20.
Okukhona ukuthi balutshwane abaphila lejwabu elimhlophe abenelisa ukuthenga amafutha lawa ngoba ayadula. Ngesinye isikhathi afika i-$20 imbodlela eyodwa. Khona umuntu engafuna imbodlela ezimbili ngenyanga. Sikhangele umumo wezinto elizweni. Kuyasisinda thina ukuthenga amafutha lawa ngoba abaningi bethu kabasebenzi. Ngilethemba lokuthi ukudinga uncedo esesikuqalisile kuzasiza kakhulu ukwenzela ukuthi singatshabalaliswa umkhuhlane wemvukuzane.
Omunye osakhulayo olesimo lesi uThanaka Mahaso ohlala koBulawayo uthi uyalincoma inyathelo lokudinga ama-sunscreen kodwa kumele labo abafuna ukunceda bethenge amafutha ahambelana laye labanye bakhe.
Most of us abantu esiphila le-albinism kunzima ukuthola umsebenzi lapha elizweni lethu leli. So besicela ukuthi sithole inhlanganiso esingasincedisa ngokuthi sithole la malibhamu lama-sunscreen khona lathi siyaphila kahle njengawo wonke umuntu olejwabu elitshiyeneyo.
ULodwin uthi banenge abalejwabu elimhlophe abahlala emaphandleni abahlaselwa ngumkhuhlane wemvukuzane uma kuqathaniswa labahlala emadolobheni. Lokhu kusekelwa ngokusanda kwethulwa yinhlanganiso ye-Albino Association of Zimbabwe ethi kulabantu abalichumi ababulewe ngumkhuhlane wemvukuzane lonyaka eZimbabwe. UTamiya Govere olejwabu elimhlophe uthi kuqakathekile ukuba bancedwe nguhulumende.
Mina ngibona kungaba ngcono makuyikuthi ihulumende engakwanisa ukubhadala enye intengo yalawa mafutha lokho sithi yikusubsidizer ukuze etholakale ngentengo ephansi.
UZibusiso Munandi osakhulayo njalo engumqondisi wenhlanganiso emela amalungelo abatsha abangane platform uthi kuyabukeka okwenziwa nguLodwin.
Kuyadingeka ukubana imisebenzo lezi ezenziwayo ngabantu iqhubeke iphakanyiswe esiza ukubana ngabe banikwa ngabafutha, izingwane, kwini okungabavimba ukubana bengabanjwa yile mkhuhlane.
Unkosikazi Samantha Sibanda okunhlanganiso ye-Signs of Hope Trust uyakusekela lokhu esithi uhulumende ulomlandu wokunakekela abalejwabu elimhlophe.
So just 2 weeks ago kulama budget consultations we've been pushing as an organization ukuthi kube le albinism fund esethwa up through the national budget.
I-Studio 7 izame ukuzwa umbono kahulumende phezu kodaba lolu kodwa abaphathi intambo bengatsha zemali kanye lezimpilakahle bebengaphenduli omakhalekhukhwini. ULodwin uthi abangafuna ukunceda bengamthinta kumakhalekhukhwini kunombolo ethi +263 784 970 651 kumbe ku-email ethi albinismguru@gmail.com. Uthi ukhona njalo ku-Instagram, Facebook naku-LinkedIn ekhasini elithi Lodwin Remire. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguTobias Mutsingwa.
Izakhamizi eziningi elizweni zithi zilokhu ezithwele amagabha avuzayo ngenxa yomnotho welizwe ongamanga kuhle kulandela ukuwiswa kwesisindo semali yezigi ngohulumende ngenyanga edluleyo. Imali le iludaba egudwini abacubungula izomthetho besithi ayisasebenzi ngokusemthethweni ngoba kungalungisiswanga iziqondiso ezithile kodwa ibhanga le-RBZ lisithi ilungele ukusebenza. Lanxa iningi lezakhamizi zakoBulawayo lisithi alikaze liyibone limali kumbe liyisebenzise, umnumzana Albert Masula isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeHarare Residence Trust uthi ukuba khona kwayo esigodlweni akuphathisi ngenxa yesilinganiso sama-exchange rate ehlukeneyo.
Ngapha eHarare
ama randi la mapula akatholakali esitaladeni kangako okusho ukuthi abantu baphila nge US dollar la mazigi amazigi ayatholakala kodwa uhlupho olukhona yikuthi i-official rate ekhulunywayo le actual rate ke ngathi actual rate ngoba yiyo i-rate etholakala ezitaladeni kakuhambelani i-official rate kathesi it's about 1 US dollar to 27 zigi kukanti esitaladeni yi-1 US dollar to 40 zigi ungagada amakhombi loma uye ema tax shop udinga intshintshi i-50 cents it's equivalent to 20 zigi kusitsho ukuthi per every dollar umuntu ulahlekelwa yi-13 zigi esingathi ku-$100 umuntu ulahlekelwa yi-1300 zigi kusitsho i-$48 ngase sikhangela nge-official rate already uyahlubone ukuthi izakhamizi ziba short-changed ngoba ziyalahlekelwa kakhulu thina-ke njengenhlanganiso emelele izakhamizi siyabhoda sikhangela indubo zabantu sibe sesizithatha leziyana indubo sizibambanise sizame ukukhuluma lama policy makers kasidinwa ukube sisenza imizamo yokuthi sixoxisane lalabo ababumba imithetho lalabo aba implementa imithetho ebunjwayo njalo lalabo okumele ukuthi banike ama services asuthisekayo kuzakhamisa sizama ukubabonisa ukuthi hatshi abantu bahlangana le ndubo ezinje asizameli ukuzilungisisa
lowo umnumzana Albert Masula umkhokheli wenhlanganiso yeHarare Residents Trust esixoxelayo eseHarare emhlanganweni weconference ezana uPF Sanda ukuqhutshwa kobulawayo ibandla leli linqume ukuthi kuqiniswe amandla izik kukhitshwe idola lemelika elizweni sokuyisikhathi sokuzwa imbono yenu linabalaleli be-Studio 7 elisithumela yona nge-WhatsApp.
Studio 7, Studio 7, okhathini lokukhulumayo ngala nebhola. Heyi Nkosi yami, into ezenzakala ekhaya cha zithanda ukuba buhlungu kakhulu. Mina ngakuhlezi esikhundleni ubhizi ukuthi uzophuma kodwa ma uzwe inkulumo zakho indlela akhuluma ngakhona uyamuzwa ukuthi cha azi uphuma lo baba lo and bonke labo abamphikisayo abathi aphume kele baqaphele impela ngoba lo baba akalunganga uzobafakela bonke babulandla bonke uyabona ngidla labo kuthiwa ngubani ukhunta amashe wakhona lapha onamagama othi ma wakhuluma ngathi uzodla amazinyo o-TTC bakhe labo babhizi bayakhuluma bathi yonke into ihamba kahle ezimbabwe ngaziphi into ehamba kahle ezimbabwe ngoba yikho nje into eyenziwa laba bantu eyaphambili
Studio 7 kunjani Studio 7 ndingelele konke abalandeli be-Studio 7 kodwa ngicekele mbuze emazimbabweni ukuthi izimbabwe vele kuzafa kwaba-right sibili kuzafa kwaba le nto okuthi ayi-right sibili empilweni nje kumbe siyakhala amadonki ezemila impondo
labo ngabanye abalaleli be-Studio 7 besipha imbono yabo luyalandela uhlelo le-Live Talk lamhla lapho ke luhlelo lwabatsha olwe-The Connection u-Evans Nengozabe ixoxa labasakhulayo ngokhetho lwemelika oluzayo singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela abancintisa kukhetho lukamongameli wemelika umnumzana Donald Trump lenkosikazi Kamala Harris baqhubeka ngemikhankaso yabo badabukile abantu ngokubhubha kukasihlangu Dlodlo olivalelisayo yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.